That's a key word right there.
I got chill bumps.
Don't quit. Don't give up on your seed.
Don't give up on your seed.
Every seed you've ever planted is still available.
It's still,
if you haven't received it yet, if you haven't reaped it.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's explain the process of calling in your harvest. Don't give up on your seed. Learn how to tell your harvest to come now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Pastor George is back with us, and we're talking about calling in your harvest. My harvest, George's harvest. Yep. It's harvest time.
It's harvest time.
Hallelujah.
That's a good thing to say. It's harvest time.
It's harvest time.
You know, in between broadcasts here, we've been talking about that peach harvest that your grandfather would harvest in Arkansas. And just thinking about...
So good.
Just the taste of it, the taste of the harvest.
Makes my mouth water.
And there's so many people that do have a harvest out there.
That's right.
And don't realize it.
That's right.
And they don't realize it's their responsibility to call in that harvest.
That's right.
Well, that's what Gloria and I are talking about on these 2 weeks of the broadcast. We're talking about getting aggressive about reaping your harvest.
We'd have pickers come in and pick harvest.
Yeah.
So if we didn't pick it off the tree when it was just at this certain place where it was ripe, and we left it on there, it would rot and fall off in the ground. And all those good peaches just would be nothing. So that's the way it is with us. We've got to reap our... We sow the seed, but we've got to reap the harvest.
We have to reap it.
If you planted tomatoes out in your field... and you got great, big, beautiful tomatoes, but nobody ever picked them, what would happen?
They would fall off the vine and dry up.
That's the way our harvest is. We got to sow. It's called not just sowing, but sowing and reaping.
Oh, Gloria, that's good. Sowing and reaping.
And reaping, yeah.
Well, the Lord has really, really been on me since the first of the year. To come into this place of harvesting the fields that we have, not only for us personally, but I'm talking about here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Yes.
This is a sowing ministry.
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of seed that is sown. As I shared on the broadcast yesterday, I did a report on how much seed was sown in 2016. And when you take not just the financial seed that was sown, but also the various areas of support that we give to other ministries, whether it be to prison ministry, the product that we offer here on this broadcast, we don't charge for it anymore. It's all seed.
Yeah.
It's seed. And see, what we do around here is we change our language. It's when we talk about the product that goes out of the, for instance, the these broadcasts, we refer to it as seed. Because there's a harvest out there.
That's right.
So the Lord impressed me to go to all of the different fields that we have. I went over to the sowing seed into prison ministry field.
Yeah.
Then I went on over into the sowing seed into churches field. And I went over into supporting others with aircraft field. Then I went over into the one where we offer time to our broadcasters on the Believer's Voice of Victory Network field.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all fields that need to be reaped.
That's right. Ooh, I'm glad you're doing that, George.
And the Lord gave me a mandate to really to get the staff on board. Gloria,
good.
We're doing it.
Oh,
we have a weekly chapel service here on property. And anyone who comes out here, any partner who comes to the property on any given, usually on Thursdays, you're welcome to come and be a part of our chapel services with us.
Praise
but one
God.
Of the things that we do, we call in the harvest together.
We call in the harvest.
We call in the harvest.
You know, I think I said pretty much this already, but I'm going to say it again. The peaches on the tree, they're beautiful. You know, they're colored pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And they look marvelous. And then when they get ripe, they're just perfect.
Yeah.
But if nobody picks that peach, it falls to the ground and it rots. And there's no getting that peach back.
You can't get it back.
Mm-mm.
Well,
it's
gone. Something. The good thing about spiritual seed, and we'll get into this later on.
Good.
That crop does not rot. That field is still out there.
That's right.
And this is another thing too, and I'll add this in here now. My parents, our families, in the past have sown seed.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them did not reap the harvest. The fields are still out there. We will reap where we have not sown.
Yeah, the next generation.
The next generation has the opportunity to do that.
That's right.
So I've made a study out of reaping your harvest.
Praise God.
Because it is so important, especially right now, with all of the vision that we have before us.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that needs to be done, we need to be calling in the harvest.
You know, it's interesting, George, that really, when you go right down to it, we here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries are better sowers than we are reapers.
That's true.
We leave seed. We leave peaches on the tree and just because we don't get aggressive about our receiving our return.
And that's what you said.
Personally, in the ministry too.
That's what you said a few months ago at the annual board meeting. We were in that board meeting and we were talking about all of the seed that has been sown through this ministry and the fact that we need to call in that harvest.
Millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars worth of seed. And you said, We need to get real aggressive about reaping our harvest.
That's right.
And those words, when Gloria said that reverberated on the inside of me, and I said, that is a word from God.
Amen.
We need to take hold of that. We need to do that. We need to get real aggressive about reaping our harvest.
That's right.
And you and I were talking about Pop, Gloria's grandfather.
Oh, he was so
and
wonderful.
The peach orchards. I just learned that they're not fields, they're orchards.
That's right.
Peach orchards
peach
that he had. The peach orchard. He was a pretty cool and calm and collected, sweet individual.
He was very
all
wonderful.
During the year. He would tend to those peaches. I'm sure there are a number of different ways to nurse that harvest.
Yeah.
But when it came time to reap the harvest, He turned into kind of a different person, didn't he?
Yeah, you know what he usually did?
What did he do?
He smoked during peach harvest. He didn't smoke any other time.
He picked up his cigarettes, he smoked during peach harvest.
He didn't smoke any
Why
other
was,
time.
Was he nervous or
he
what,
got,
what was
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, pressure, nervous. You know, you got all these pickers coming in the truckloads, and you got all these peaches, and you got to get them to market and all that.
That was quite a time, though.
Yeah.
But there was, I would say that he got aggressive.
He did.
He got aggressive.
He had to get their peaches in.
To get those peaches in.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Gloria? We have to stay in a place of aggressive reaping all the time.
That's right. And a lot of times what we do it ourselves. We sow.
Yeah.
And we didn't even, maybe a big amount, but we sow, and then we just don't do our job.
We don't do
a good enough job of reaping.
Yeah.
We let it
yeah.
go. We forget it. Or we forget to say it. Or we forget to believe
yes,
we received the harvest.
That's right. That's right.
And that's what we're going to get over.
So we've been stirred up about that around here.
Good.
Because there's a lot to do. There is not only vision going on every available voice, the revival capital of the world, all of the things that you and Kenneth have shared with us to believe God for,
Amen.
That takes finances to do it.
Yeah.
On top of that, we have carpet to replace, we have walls to paint, we have equipment to buy. Equipment has worn out, so we need to buy new equipment. Well, all of that together, it takes a lot of finances, but you know what? We have a harvest out there.
That's right. We have a harvest.
And we are calling in that harvest in the name of Jesus.
Let's just think about healing.
Okay.
We have a healing harvest. We've got scriptures in here about our healing.
That's right. That's right.
And yet if we don't put our eyes on those scriptures
yep.
and get it into our eyes and our ears and our heart and out our mouth,
yes, yes.
we let the harvest rot in the field.
Don't let it go.
Rot on the tree. So we have to be aggressive reapers.
We must be. We must be.
Yes.
Let's look at this scripture here. You have it on point B on Galatians 6:9. And this scripture, let me share with you why I'm reading this scripture. Here's something that happened a few days ago. I'll share with you.
Okay.
Gloria called me and we were talking on the phone. And she was sharing with me, you were sharing with me about an individual that you heard from that was sending a particular gift to the ministry. And it was really pretty special. It wasn't a financial gift. It was something very significant and very nice. And you called me because you were excited about it and you were checking on the status of it. And you said, and I quote you because I wrote it down, you said, I am so tickled and excited about this. Gloria, there was an excitement in your voice about the fact that this person called and they were sending the ministry this gift. And all of a sudden you stopped and you kept saying this over and over again. You said, I'm excited about this. I'm excited about this. And you said, George, this is part of our harvest.
Yeah.
Ah, so my ears got perked. I was listening.
Excited about harvest.
Oh man, I'm listening to you. And what came to me, we got off the phone, but while I was talking to you, I was thinking to myself, she's reaping in joy.
Yeah.
She's reaping in joy. And I looked up, after I got off the phone with you, I looked up Psalm 126 in the New Living Translation, and it says, and it's a point B, number four.
Yeah.
It says, those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy.
Praise God.
They weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest.
Amen. Harvest is a time of rejoicing.
It's a time of rejoicing.
Praise God.
And while we were on the phone, you said something else that I wrote down.
I got to be careful when I talk to you. You're writing it down. Okay.
So I wrote this down. You said, George, don't ever give up on your seed.
That is a key. That's a key word right there.
I got chill bumps.
Don't quit. Don't give up on your seed.
Don't give up on your seed.
Every seed you've ever planted is still available.
It's still,
if you haven't received it yet, if you haven't reaped it.
It's still out there.
Glory
it's still out there. So I got off the phone with you, Gloria.
I like that.
And I'm thinking about all these things and I'm meditating on it. And I was right in the middle of preparing these messages for our broadcast. The fact that you said we've got to get aggressive about reaping our harvest. And then you said, don't ever give up on your seed. Don't
That's
ever
right.
give up in your seed.
That's right.
And I started thinking about that. I started thinking about how people do that. They sow, they give, and then they give up on their seed.
Well, it must not be working. I haven't gotten any return yet.
Well, there you go.
That's what they say.
Oh.
You don't ever quit giving.
That's the wrong thing to say.
No.
That's the wrong thing to say.
And sometimes, you know, people have taken years to get in this terrible, horrible financial situation they're in.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
begin to hear some words of faith and they get stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
And so they pray a few times and then they kind of forget it, you know. Well, hey, you didn't get in that shape overnight.
That's right.
It took a while for you to get where you are if you're in debt.
Sure.
There's a lot of debt.
Sure.
So we don't quit.
No, we don't quit. And we don't give up on our seed.
No.
And this, number one on point B there, Galatians 6:9, this goes right along with what Gloria said about not giving up
good.
On your
I
seed.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Gloria, read that to us.
And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right, for in due time, get that due time.
In due time.
Didn't say instantly, but in due time.
In due time.
And at the appointed season,
yes,
we shall reap. If. If we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. Now, when we plant seeds, we can't let it, we just can't give up on it.
We can't.
You know, a week goes by,
we
a month
can't.
Goes by, we can't give up on it. We have to hang in there till the harvest is right. In raising peaches, if you went to pick early, they weren't pretty. They were green. They didn't taste good.
Yeah.
It was too early. But if you just give them a little time, boy, that peach would taste so good. You just can't imagine how
good. Pop knew when, didn't he?
Oh, he knew. He was a peach man.
He knew. Were you ever there? Were you ever, because I picture the house.
Yeah.
And as a girl, you grew up around that house, in that house.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember times when Pop would come in and say, it's time to harvest? Would he ever say that?
No, he didn't.
Or would
he just didn't talk that much.
he didn't say a lot, did he?
He just do what he had to do to get that harvest.
He just did it.
Yeah, that's right.
He just did it. But you knew when it was harvest time.
Things begin to move around there.
It started. Well, this is the way we need to live all the time.
That's right.
We need to be in a constant state of sowing reaping all the time.
Well, really, in our sowing and reaping, there's not just one season.
No, there's not.
It's
open
season.
It's open season.
Anytime you sow,
yeah.
Your harvest is yours.
Yes.
Now, you get it in. You call it in.
Now, you just told me a little while ago, you told me that peach harvest season is July in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, harvest season for us is all the time.
We're not monthly. It's 12 months a year.
It's 12 months.
24 hours a day.
Oh, I love it. That's great, Gloria.
I know it.
That's so
it's
good.
The truth.
That's the spiritual
you
harvest.
You can sow any time, day of the night. You can reap any time, day or night.
You can wake up in the middle of the night and reap your harvest.
Yeah.
You can. You can sit there in the bed and say, in the name of Jesus, I call in my harvest
right now.
That's right. In Jesus' name.
And the first thing the next morning, you can
do the same.
Sow your seed.
Sow your seed.
Get with it. What we don't want to do is sow our seed, then be lazy and don't believe for the return.
Yeah.
We might as well have the return.
That's
it's good
right.
to sow. It's good to reap.
It's good to sow and it's good to reap.
Glory
Absolutely.
To God.
Absolutely. Well, you said don't ever give up on your seed.
That's right.
And so I got off the phone with you that day and I started thinking about it. And I was sitting at my desk at home, working on this, thinking about what you said, getting aggressive about our harvest. And if you go to the next page on your notes, point C on the next page.
Okay, next page.
I'll share with you what the Lord shared with me.
Oh, good. Okay.
When you said what you said about don't forget it, what you said about don't give up on your seed.
Yeah.
Then the Lord spoke to me and said that I never forget a seed.
Praise God. I believe that.
God never forgets a seed.
Praise God. That's right.
And I found this scripture,
That's
Gloria,
good.
In Psalm 20, verse 3.
Yeah.
And it says in the New Living Translation, may He remember all your gifts and look favorably on your burnt offerings.
Psalm what?
Psalm 20, verse 3.
That is so good.
May He remember all your gifts.
Yes.
And look favorably on your burnt offerings.
Hallelujah. He doesn't forget.
He does not forget. Gloria, listen to this. I was thinking about this.
Okay.
And for instance, I was alive and on this earth in 1985. Now, I'll take 1986. That's the year that Aubrey was born, 1986. And Terry and I, we have been tithers all of our married lives together. I was a tither before that, but we were tithers when we got married. We also sow seed.
Yeah.
And we've been sowing seed. 1985. And the Lord brought this to me as an example. He remembers every seed that we sowed in 1985.
I believe.
Every
that.
Seed.
Yeah.
He has it cataloged. He has it written down. Why? It says, may He remember all your gifts. May He remember all your gifts and look favorably on your burnt offerings. And then I thought about this scripture.
He remembers.
He never forgets a seed.
That's good.
Never.
That's good. God never forgets us. That's actually Psalm 20.
Psalm 20, verse 3.
God never forgets. You know, I never have used that, George. I'm glad you showed me that.
And then look at this in
New Living Translation.
In Acts 10, 4, in the Amplified, talking about Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
And Cornelius, gazing intently at him, he's talking to the angel, became frightened and said, what is it, Lord? And the angel said to him, your prayers and your generous gifts to the poor have come up as a sacrifice to God and have been remembered by Him.
So apparently that wasn't something He sowed that day or maybe that week.
No.
But God.
No, but God remembered.
He remembered. Isn't that super?
He remembered. And the Lord said, and I wrote this down, God never forgets our seed and neither should we.
That's right. That's right. And that happens a lot. People sow and then they might pray at the moment, but then it might, maybe they don't see a big return in the next 10 days. They kind of let it drift. But get hold of that. Get hold of that. God never forgets your seed.
He never forgets.
Every seed you've ever planted, God remembers it, but you need to remember it too, because you're the one that's going to reap
it. That's right. That's right.
Glory to God.
And the reason that He doesn't, He remembers every seed.
Great scripture.
So we must not give up on that precious seed. We sowed a seed into the kingdom.
Well, what we do, we being those of us who know what we're doing in sowing and reaping, we just keep a continual sowing and a continual reaping all the time. And yet we could probably improve ourselves. We could probably put more words behind our sowing.
Yes, ma'am.
More words behind our reaping.
Well, I'll give you a case in point.
Be more diligent about it.
I think about this all the time. You said it in 1978. You got it in 1978. The hundredfold return is working for me all
that's
the time.
That's right. That's,
that's
a key.
Part of the harvesting process.
Yeah,
the hundredfold return is working for us all the time.
That was a real revelation
to
me.
And I said that the other day. I heard Kenneth talking about it the other day. He went through the story about the lady giving you the ring in Hawaii and how that is a continual reminder to you. The hundredfold return is working for me all the time.
That's right.
And so we don't give up on our seed. And one of the ways we give up on our seed is we say, well, I guess it's not working for me.
We don't say that.
No. What I say is my seed is working for me and I am reaping my harvest in Jesus' name.
Now, you can stop that.
Yeah, you can.
Cutting it off by cutting your faith off.
Yep.
Say, well, it's this sowing stuff doesn't work. Well, it's
and when
right.
You say
you know,
that,
it's not going to work.
When you say that, Charles Capp said this. Every time you say that, you're like the farmer that goes out there the next day after planting a seed. He goes out there and says, well, I don't see anything. And he digs the seed back up.
That's exactly a good one.
Stop digging up your seed. You got seed out there and you got to harvest and we got to finish this
up. And you know
what?
You can harvest it even if it was 5 years ago.
That's
right. If you didn't take it, you can harvest it now. Glory to God. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.